Andy is from Stockholm, and he knows when he's coming to the U.S. to check with us, and I'm glad you do. Welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And
Thank you very much.
I know you've got a new CD coming out that we'll talk about throughout the hour. Also a show coming up, but what would you like to do first?
Well, I have this song that I guess on some level is the most important thing I ever wrote, at least for me personally, because the title of the song is something that I catch myself saying 5, 6, 10, 20 times every single day. I picked up the phone for a reason. I sure wish I'd known what it was. I see that my friend has a concert tonight, but that's in New York. I'm not going. I picked up the phone for a reason, and now I'm playing that game. I ought to delete that game, and now Sophia Braden left a comment on a post I also commented on. I like what she said, so I like it. She's linked to an article that linked to a video that quoted this guy, so I have to look him up. No mail but spam. It takes quite a while to delete it. And then comes a message from someone I knew when I wasn't as clear as today. And I do have a few things to say. So I write and I write and I read and I read and I edit and read it again. And then cool out a while with my game, thinking I'll be happy, so happy, so happy if I ever hit send. No mail but spam. There's 17 more I'm deleting. And then comes a message from Mom in Bermuda. It seems like she's doing okay. And she asks how I'm spending my days. So here come the pictures of puppies and kittens and warm woolen mittens for sale. Here comes a TikTok I couldn't help watching again and again and then sharing with friends. I remember a word I recently heard. I search for the word and I find it, and reminded once more that I picked up the phone for a reason. I see something more. Sophia Braden is having dinner. It looks delicious. It had to be commented on, and all of her friends seem to agree. There's Lee and Jim and Buster and Tim. What time is it? I forgot to call you.
That is Andy Fight. Did you name that song?
I picked up the phone for a reason.
I have an expression I like to share with people, which is nobody shows a burned dinner on social media.
How about that?
You know, we only show these amazingly wonderful things if we show them at all. And as a result of seeing, especially when I'm working with younger people, it's like the world is not full of perfect dinners.
Yes, we tend not to show our humiliations.
And it's somewhere, I mentioned the video, it's not like I sit and watch videos all the time, but there's one where kids from like 20 years from now are talking and they're saying things like, I can't believe people used to stare at a screen and take pictures of their dinners and post them online.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy.
So we're in a mad phase. There's no question about it.
Hopefully it'll get better.
One hopes.
So you're going to be at Acoustic Cafe this coming Monday?
Yes, let me in for a guest shot there. So I guess I do 15 minutes or something on a night with a lot of... I think they have several features that are about that length, and then it's an open stage too. So it's very cozy. I was there last fall, and it was a sweet scene, I thought.
That'll be fun, and that's Monday, I believe, Monday night.
Yes.
And then tell me about Lies.
Well, that is a duet with a lady named Amanda Ginsberg, who is kind of famous and beloved in Sweden already. She used to be my singing student, and we kept it going after I realized I couldn't be taking money for meeting her anymore. And she stayed with me, and now she's got two Swedish Grammys, and every time we play together, the place is packed, which is wonderful because I have a tendency to play to a lot of empty rooms in my own personal business. Lies. It's actually our third album online, and the second one done by a proper record company called Naxos. So there are CDs that could be ordered, but you know, you can catch the music online. It's songs of mine, a couple that we wrote together, but mostly my material. And I have a thing about conversational duets for a boy and a girl. That's like a specialty of mine, so I'd love to do that with Amanda.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And then your own album, the latest, is Your Comfort Zone.
Yes, that just released last week online. I've seen it already on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music, and it's probably on the other 30 streaming platforms by now.
You are busy. This is Andy Feit, F-I-T-E, andyfeit.net is how you can connect with him. I should know this number, but I don't. Mm-hmm. But Andy's written quite a few songs. How many are you up to?
Oh, I'm up to, if you don't count the co-writes, because I've been numbering them for a long time.
Oh, I know.
So I'm up to 1,083 plus the co-writes. Yeah, so I'm
1,083.
Yeah, it's a bit compulsive.
That's somewhat prolific.
I enjoy... You know, I have my coffee and then sit down with a guitar and maybe I just play or improvise or practice. But I have a very strong tendency to start talking to myself and then something sounds like a lyric. And the next
thing. Is you're going to sleep? Does that continue? Do you sometimes?
I'm sorry, what?
As you're going to sleep, do you find yourself still? Is it hard to shut down? Is really what I'm asking.
Oh yeah, you know, I had kind of a born again experience in January of '86 when I played a session for the first time with a pianist whose name today is Kasri Jackson, but her birth name was Liz Gorrell. She was a student of Lenny Tristano, my big idol, and but basically she played a chord and my life changed. It was quite an experience. And from that day, I would say I've just been stuck on, like, in fifth gear creatively. It's just constant. I am a creative. That's what I am.
That's amazing. Yeah. Andy Feit here. I'm going to shoot just a short little video of him so you can see what he looks like he plays the next song. What would you like to do next?
Well, I thought I'd give you my title track from the new album. This is called Your Comfort Zone. You're telling me, come out of your comfort zone. Come out of your comfort zone. Try something new. You're telling me, come out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone won't bring out the best in you. Not really, but really you must see. It doesn't matter to me. Not really, really I must say. I like it so well. You can go to someone else with that kind of talk. And baby, I know you will. Yes, you will. And you'll be using the self-same tone. But for me, I think I see another way that it can be. Don't you know I love it here in my comfort zone? telling me, come out of your comfort zone, come out of your comfort zone, do something new, why don't you? You're telling me, come out of your comfort zone, your comfort's not important, can't you see? Well, we disagree on that, I'm sorry. It would be such a pity not to see. You've been giving the same advice to pretty much everyone you've ever known. Don't you know you're stuck in your own little comfort zone?
Just a delightful song. It sounds like a standard in many ways. The lyrics, is relatively simple. I mean, not like you wrote it in an instant, but it just sounds, how can I put it? It
natural?
Sounds like, yeah, like
yay.
A chestnut. that's just a beautiful, beautiful song. It also rings true.
well, you know, yeah, advice. I've gotten lots of advice in my life, some of it really meaningful and useful, and some of it just annoying. And, of course, I give advice, too, and probably some of both.
To thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of advice that I will give sort of directly and clearly about ways to look at things. But I was just talking to somebody the other day about it. Most of, you know, the advice is more like, have you considered this? Have you considered that?
That's a good way at it. Leave a door open for that.
Yeah. Make your own decision.
I think that's sound.
Yeah. It's people, a lot of folks, a lot of the teens we work with think that, and rightly so, I did, that whatever decision they make, say in terms of the first year after college, are going to set their linear trajectory for the rest of their lives.
Hard to get off the track once you're on it.
Yeah. But in truth, just about anything can happen. There's so many twists and turns. Did you know you were going to be doing this when you,
that I was going to be a musician?
Yeah.
I knew that. Yeah, I think I got turned on at the age of six when the Beatles hit in 1964.
Wow.
And so I wanted to play the guitar and I wanted to grow my hair. And of course, the guitar's worked out and the hair has kind of been a disappointment. I'm totally bald now. But so I knew that. Now, what I didn't know is that I was a songwriter. I did not write, so I could not write a song because in some way I felt unqualified to write a lyric. I don't know quite why, but I was lucky when I was living here in Pittsburgh to play with the generation older than me, most notably Carl Arter, who was born in 1917 and knew every song, it seemed, from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. He seemed to know them all. And so I learned an awful lot of songs, hundreds and hundreds of those songs. And at the age of 30, not until, it's just like I'd filled up so much with that whole oeuvre, if that's the word, that I just started sweating songs. And I don't know. At the age of 30, I wrote one song. The next year, I wrote like five, and then it began to become more of an obsession.
Yeah, so. That's common. You know, it is said writers need to read a lot in order to write well, and I feel that way in order to have I need to take things in order to put things out, right?
Yeah.
And you take things in when you take a walk or when you read or...
Yes. And there's a thing that I think a lot of people that write songs or want to write songs want to get straight to their own writing. So I feel a bit lucky that I didn't know that I had this in me before I had... well, spent a lot of time learning to improvise, which has also been extremely helpful in writing. Things come to me and I know what to trust. But to have learned all those songs, so I really recommend that to people that want to write songs. Whatever you think is a great song, learn as many of them as you can. 100 is not too many. Learn all the words, learn to play it, you know, there might be some chord progressions you've never encountered before, and then all these tricks about rhyming. Also, if you learn 100 or let's say 300 songs, which I guess is what I learned in those days, not only do you learn a lot of, let's use a cold word, tricks, but, you know, techniques, philosophies, and so forth. But you start to know intimately what some of the cliches are that wouldn't need writing one more time.
Interesting.
If you just jump on it yourself, you could be so proud of an idea that you got that, oops, we've heard it a million times already.
Yeah. That's fascinating. These building blocks or linkages between verse and chorus or meters. They probably can. There's probably a taxonomy to some of these things that have been used over and over and over.
What's a taxonomy? I don't know if that works.
A organization or a way of grouping them or categorizing them.
It's like an organizing principle.
Yeah, organizing would be it. Almost like certain kinds of licks or certain kinds of chord progressions that are just so common that the world probably doesn't need another song.
Exactly. Okay, and then there's the thing, like a lot of these are sort of operative. They'll it's not that you shouldn't let yourself use a cliche, but don't make it the payoff.
Yes.
Like, you know, together and forever, it's going to come up, you know, tears and fears. It's going to come up. But if that's the, like, wait for it. Oh, tear. Oh, fears. Yeah. That's when you've, So anyway, that's my idea. If you could, it's like the place in the song where the real feeling or the real idea lands, that ideally would be something that we didn't hear 4,000 times.
Yeah, even the concept of a payoff in and of itself.
It's a little bit like a punchline for comedians.
Andy Feit is who you're hearing. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Andy's website is andyfeit, F-I-T-E, .net. Latest album, Your Comfort Zone. Lies, his Boy Girl album with Amanda Ginsberg, and he'll be at Acoustic Cafe this coming April the 21st.
The 20th.
Is it the 20th? Oh, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The 20th of April. Let's hear some more.
Okay, what I have, I'm a little nervous about this one, but I want to share it if I can. I'm a freak for Bach. I really love J.S. And if you look, I should also say, my website, I'm very poor about updating it. So if you remember how to spell my name, Andy, and then F-I-T-E, Fight, and just search me on the streaming platforms, that's the best way really to get to me. And if you do that, you would find, I recorded with multi-guitars the Goldberg Variations complete and both books of the Well-Tempered Clavier, so I'm a Bach freak. Here is a bit from the D minor solo violin partita, and what I'd like to do is play the first half of that for you, and then I wrote words to it.
Interesting. Andy Feit.
Thank you. You have a lot of stuff you need to do, and I do too. I mean, I really do. I have to shower and shave, and I also have to try to be brave, and I also really ought to be saving a buck or two in case I need to pay some unexpected thing. It's always good to be prepared for any old emergency. You never really know. You know there are so many things that can go wrong, like from a clear blue sky you get the news that someone died. It isn't very nice when it happens. God, you feel so bad when it happens. Then one day when it happens and it's you, it happens too. You have to hope there will be people who appreciated you enough to care that you lived and wish you were here and feel pretty bad they didn't come nearer. What can you do, though? How many times have you felt that exact same thing? There'll be no other songs to sing. You had your chance and you didn't take it. I really do kind of hope maybe somewhere on earth there'll be someone like that who was just working up the nerve to make contact with me. Or even better, why not just come over here right now?
Lots of payoffs there. And that's there have been a number of major hits that were based on classical melodies.
Oh, certainly, of course.
Could This Be the Magic by Barry Manilow is one, and I can't remember the composer offhand.
Can you sing a little?
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. I think of Tchaikovsky, but I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I'll look it up. And I hope I'm getting it right. But there are a number of them, and it's fascinating to hear them done. But not to say that that's innovative, what you just did. The idea of playing that instrumental first, and then the words you chose and the scene you set matched the tempo and character so well.
When I hear the melody rhyme, I try to get the words to rhyme also.
Yeah. Andy Feit is here. I want to be sure we get more music, and since you're here, it's when did you get into Pittsburgh?
Oh, I came day before yesterday. I flew over from to New York on Tuesday, and then I had a couple of nights there. I was playing jazz with my buddies there, and drove out day before yesterday. I'm hanging with family.
He's an iron man. It's just a couple days coming in.
It's intense time. It definitely is.
I could imagine. What would you like to do next?
Well, here's a new one. I think from here, I'm what I've got lined up is all stuff from just this year, 2026. So I was in a good mood one day, and this came out. To be so sure I'm gonna be here tomorrow, but I'm here and I know it and you know it too. Now what shall we do about it? I'm way too old to waste a day when everyone's been so nice, thinking, ooh, what a drag, I'll die someday, and they probably won't come to my funeral. I've spent my life complaining and worrying through the night, but now when it starts raining, I'm flooded with delight. I'm way too old to be so sure I'm gonna be here for long. So today I'll say, hooray, it's perfectly fine. I'm here right now and all that I want is mine. Thank you. I've spent my life complaining and worrying through the night. But now when it starts raining, I'm flooded with delight. I'm way too old to be so sure I'm gonna be here for long. So today I'll say, hooray, it's perfectly fine. I'm here right now and all that I want is mine.
There's another one that sounds like it's been on Earth forever. What a great song. Boy, is my memory bad for things. I looked up the songs quickly. Oh, yeah. What I was humming was from All By Myself by Eric Carmen, which uses Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto Number 2. Ba, 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 ba. And the Barry Manilow song was Could It Be Magic, based on Chopin's Prelude in C, Opus 28. Okay. And there's a whole bunch here. I don't need to list them. But my favorite that I only found out about 2 years ago is the great Meredith Willson, you know, the incredible
music man.
Is Good Night, My Sweetheart, and 76 Trombones.
Yes.
Are the same tune.
Exactly right. That's right. I was thinking about that a couple of days ago as it happened.
Yeah, I forget. I think I was reading an autobiography of his, or it might have been a biography, but it came out, and I said, no, this can't be true. It sure is.
Oh, you know, but towards the end of the show, they actually weave them together. He's definitely out front about that.
Yeah, he's what a genius.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show.
Just
really
incredible.
I don't think I know any songs of his except for from that show.
I don't either. I not surprisingly, perhaps I'm kind of a nut about listening to old-time radio programs.
Oh.
And he was the music director of a couple of older programs. I want to say maybe, of course, it's not good. When I say I want to say, I'm probably wrong. But I think he may have done George Burns and Gracie Allen. But occasionally you'll hear him introduce something that at least I've never heard before.
I never knew that.
Not that the Music Man isn't enough, my God.
I mean, yeah, a one-hit wonder is still has a hit, and he's got a whole show.
Oh.
That's enough.
Well, it's amazing.
He's still alive with us here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy Feit, here. We probably have time for maybe three more to give you a sense
that
of things.
Nice. That makes me very happy.
What would you like to do next?
I've got one lined up here. I'll just sing it for you.
There are so many things and people in this world that I enjoy, or would enjoy, or could enjoy, but don't enjoy too much. There are so many things and people out there waiting for me now, but I'm not coming. I'm here at home, and that's all I can figure out to do. Whereas you, so busy every day, and at night, so busy, is there anything left for a guy in my shoes to say? I'll wait. I can wait. I'm okay, though it's starting to make me mad. I thought you liked me, and it still kind of seems like you do. But if you do, why do you do what you're doing? I'll wait. Let me know when you're free, and I'm sure I'll be free, and we'll have a wonderful time. Sublime it is when once in a while, just once in a while, you find a little time for me.
Andy Feucht, I love those intros before the song begins. And on many songs, I guess the Great American Songbook will call it, for lack of a better word.
It's a fair description.
Those intros are often left out, and I wish they weren't. You know,
I think it is the jazz musicians, that's us, who are mainly responsible for keeping them alive. Maybe that's as a jazz musician, that's what I want to say, whether it's exactly right or not. And then for an improviser, the verses are they don't give us anything to play on.
Yeah.
So we work from the refrain, the chorus, as it's called. So that's where it goes. But I started writing a lot of those because it struck me, you know, because, I mean, on a songwriter stage, you'll hear these long explanations of why the song. And then I thought, okay, wait, if I need to explain the song is not doing its job. And that's where what is called a verse, and maybe we should call an intro verse now so people understand what I mean by it. It's analogous, you know, to what the opera composers also use. They have recitativo, which is not particularly interesting music, but it's got a lot more juice textually, so you know what when we get to that aria, what's it about?
Yeah, you're meeting the listener part way. It's like the loveliness of Paris, for
yeah,
I left my
that's
heart
in
San Francisco. Absent that reverse coda at the beginning, whatever it's called, intro, I guess.
Well, they call it a verse.
Yeah.
And then the chorus is the song that most of us know. And that gives you a clue into what my parents' generation, not my generation, but those people, the public, it appears, could sing a melody like, darn that dream, I dream each night, you say you love me and you. We're down to about five notes in so much of the pop music that's existing now. So people don't have the ears to manage that chromaticism.
Yeah, and if we insist on dancing to music, or that is one of the ways people listen to music, those intro verses generally are at a different tempo than the ones that ultimately come in.
Yes, in this business, that's really right.
I keep counting. I wish we had like another hour, but we got a couple songs.
Oh yeah, I'm the thing that will never leave.
I know.
So,
human jukebox.
But I have one I'm very fond of. This is new, and you know, I'm thinking about different art forms. They each has its pleasures, and also maybe we could say advantages. And then also, any art form might have, I don't know, associations for people that give you something to cope with. And as a songwriter, I have this to say. If I wrote a story of people in love who fought on and off and sometimes had others, and somebody put up the funds for a film, you'd watch it and say, it's a movie. If I made a person who wasn't quite well do all kinds of things that you've probably thought of, I doubt if you'd even take note of my name in the credits just under the stars. But we who write our ditties and sing them right under your nose, you'll always be sure each
One's a confession, a session of burying our souls. If I wrote a story with all kinds of fun and beautiful girls in a mood for adventure, you wouldn't assume it was all about me, but that's what I see on the cards. I'm singing, and singing will get people thinking they know so much more than they know. I'm singing my life, but it's only the life in my head. If this were my life, by now I'd probably be dead.
Payoff, payoff, payoff. That's a story. It's a waltz. That song is really cool. To hear it that way.
Yeah.
Before Andy gives us one more song, search on him. Andy Feite, F-I-T-E, is how you can find him. He'll be at Acoustic Cafe at Mr. Small's on April 20th. That's Monday night. And also two great releases that are out, his own, called Your Comfort Zone. And then one he did with a former student, now collaborator, Amanda Ginsberg, called Lies, Lies, Lies. The title enough is makes you curious. But I'm sure it's a fine album. Lies, Lies, Lies.
All right.
What do you want to close up with?
Well, okay, let's see. Well, all right, I'll take this one.
It's hard to get to a singular choice.
Well, everybody has an opinion, and people will so very willingly share them sometimes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your helpful observations. I don't know what I'd do without someone like you. You told me, and now I guess I know. To me, it didn't seem that way, but now, okay, you told me so. All my songs sound the same, I know. I don't know why I bother writing more. I just can't help myself, you know. I'd rather do this than anything. And so I'm here, and here's the way it goes. I know that all my songs sound the same. I'm sorry if you've heard it all before, but you get up in the morning and do the things you do. You're you, you're the same every day yourself. And then when I think about it, it occurs to me to mention that all my friends are the same pretty much every time I meet them. But still I meet them when I can. I don't get tired of Kelly or bored with Charmaine. I love them as they are. I couldn't bear it if they changed. But all my songs sound the same. And you maybe think you've heard all you need to hear. But here comes another, and another probably soon. Oh, why shouldn't I write another? Why shouldn't I write another?
Andy Feite, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lou.
And you know you're welcome every time.